welcome to the Tales of Long Box podcast. This is episode 362.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, spotlight on Marvel Comics, Weapon X, number 21, circa 2018. And I am Chris Mosby.
I'm Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Welcome back, Murray.
Yeah, welcome back, buddy.
I'm back.
Yep. Okay.
Were you teaching children? Was that your...
Ew. No. We were...
Ew.
Putting furniture together was what we were doing.
Yeah, he saw on Instagram you were put a kid in college, I believe.
Yeah, well, she's putting herself in college, but putting the furniture together.
Even better.
Yeah, yes. IKEA hell.
Just for one piece of furniture, decided was faulty.
Yeah. All right, then. That's always good.
Well, we had put it together before. Like, Sherry and I had put it together at home, our own version, so it can go together, and it can go together smoothly. It just wasn't doing it at the apartment. So we're blaming the piece, not us.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yep. Everything else. Yeah, totally. Everything else went together all right. So.
All right.
Oh. Yay.
I know. It was crazy.
Excuse me while I open my mail.
College.
Yeah.
College.
I know.
I remember when she was knee high to. Never mind. I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, I was surprised you had one that old too, man.
Yeah, she's old. I'm old. Everyone's old.
Tell me about it. I feel it. I got one. My oldest nephew's 14. It's getting up there. All right, let's get into this thing here. Weapon X.
Let's avoid this real world bullshit. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you start getting me talking about work and it's a whole thing. And yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, from the jump, this is an awesome cover, but it has absolutely nothing to do with what happens inside the issue, but that's old man Logan and James Proudstar, Warpath. Yes, Warpath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which I have a question. When did he start flying?
That was an X-Force thing. They started throwing all these extra powers at all the characters in X-Force.
Oh, okay. When this started, this series started, he wasn't flying, so I'm just kind of wondering when that came.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was he?
The first issue? Yeah, the first issue of this, he absolutely flew.
I don't remember that, but whatever. That just shows you how large an effect this series had on me. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Made zero impact on you. That's okay. That's fine.
It made
zero impact on me as well, but I picked up last month, number 20, again, because Fred Van Lente, who is about 85% with me in terms of the stuff I like. And then when, again, I saw that it was him and Greg Pak who did some of the best Hulk stuff in my reading life, as well as the it's surprisingly awesome Hercules follow-up series with Amadeus Cho. I thought, well, I've got to see what's up with these two guys again, and they, as far as I'm concerned, they work very well together. It'd be like, you know, would Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, would they be able, if they ever were willing to work together again, would it be as good as, you know, their Legion stuff? I don't know.
Right.
But
interesting.
Anyway, well, if you like Van Lente, he's got a murder mystery novel out, and it is...
Ooh.
Awesome. It is so
Ooh.
Good. Yes. I don't know how long ago. I got it in paperback, so I don't know how long it's been out. But it's called 10 Dead Comedians, and it is amazing. It's really, really good. It's like his version of Agatha Christie's, and then there were none.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. It's like, it's fun to read. It's a good mystery, and you get to have fun to trying to figure out which comedians he's skewering, and it's really good.
I am that to me, so I don't forget, because I my short-term memory will drop it.
I will indeed. It's very good. Very good.
Yeah, I have a long trip coming up, so I need reading material.
There you go.
Yeah, he's pretty funny when I'm in the mood for that kind of humor. He's very sarcastic. He's got that sarcastic humor. What was it? I'm trying to remember something he did. Oh, he did him and another guy did like a comic book history and kind of cartoony based, and it's quite good. That was the first time I ever read his stuff.
Well, I've never read his prose, so I will.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Check her out. But these are them revisiting the Marvel universe together.
Okay.
And with the Sabretooth and Domino, and surprisingly Omega Red, as well as Lady Deathstrike is out there as well.
Yeah.
All of them except for Omega Red are carryovers from the Weapon X that from 20 issues ago, from issue number one.
Mm-hmm.
Omega Red, the new character, as well as his
right.
as his pet tiger.
Yeah, I saw that. That was interesting.
Well, let's dive in. Do you mind?
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so decades ago, this is the opening page, just so for anybody who cares. Along the left-hand side, we have the five core members of Weapon X, not including Omega Red, with Old Man Logan, Domino, Sabretooth, Lady Deathstrike, and Warpath. Previously in Weapon X, citing his ailing health, Logan, that's Old Man Logan, ceded field leadership of Team Weapon X to Sabretooth. Now, there's a shock, actually. For their first mission without him, Logan sent the team to Siberia to put down Omega Red, the mutant serial killer turned super soldier. Instead of killing Omega Red, Sabretooth decided to ally with him, and with the support of Russian General Toma Zaslan, very Ian Fleming, almost, they attacked Sickles, S-I-C-K-L-E, helicarrier, the mother carrier. Former teammate Warpath followed them to stop the team from starting an international incident. So what we can take from that is that Russia now has their own version of the defunct SHIELD, they call Sickle, shocking, and Warpath has quit Weapon X at some point in the last 20 issues. The previous 20 issues he's dropped out, probably because of, they explain it in here. That's the nice thing about a Marvel comic as opposed to a DC comic. Usually. I mean, DC's gotten better recently, but...
Yeah, they do. It did help me understanding what was going on, having that recap there, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if you read Action Comics right now, Bendis has decided to go ahead and throw in an opening page on Action, and I'm probably going to do it in Superman, I think. So.
I haven't read that yet.
Yeah, Action 1001.
Well, all right, then.
So we have opening, and by the way, so again, written by Greg Pak and Fred Van Lente. The artist, this guy Ricardo Lopez Ortiz, never heard of him. I now have a lot of interest in finding other stuff by him. You're not a fan? Okay, that's
no,
fine.
Not at all.
I can see him doing.
I liked it. I'm not sure I liked the coloring with his art, but I liked his art for sure.
Yeah, that.
Couldn't you see him doing something for Boom? This seems like a Boom kind of book.
Yeah, that's it just didn't seem like it fit to me, but that's just me.
And then the cover was done by Raza.
I like the cover art a lot, but just not
rapper.
Oh, that's right. I know who that is. He's been in some martial arts movies, actually.
Okay.
I believe if that's who I think it is, yeah.
Yeah,
it sounds familiar. Anyway.
Not a fan of the painting is what we're hearing from Murray here.
No.
We knew that about him, though, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Recently examining Murray's tastes revealed that he does not like the painted art.
No.
Well, yep.
So we are up on...
Nothing. I said I have read that, actually. My bad.
Yeah, okay. We are up on a very square-looking, very angular version of a helicarrier. They call it the Mother Carrier. In Mother Russia, we have the Mother Carrier. And there's a little boom going on. There's an explosion going on the Mother Carrier. And Warpath and Sabretooth are going at it hand-to-hand. And it looks almost like Warpath punched through Sabretooth.
Yeah, see, that's another thing is the energy stuff. When did that come in? He's got energy.
Also,
yeah,
been around for a while. Yeah, they couldn't have him be just a slightly stronger, faster guy like his brother was. They leveled him up quite a bit over the last few years.
Interesting. Okay, that's fine.
I think they even at one point called him one of the 10 most powerful X-Men.
Oh, well, okay. That's new. That's a new one.
Yeah, so he's Warpath, a.k.a. James Proudstar, a.k.a. the guy who quit the Weapon X team. I like that. Very good use of the little descriptors. And versus Sabretooth, a.k.a. Victor Creed, a.k.a. the current leader of the team, and the reason Warpath quit. See, now we're all caught up.
Yeah,
why isn't Warpath part of the team? Boom. One little box. We're all caught up. And here's why I really like the art. It's just, it's wonky. He's got proportions down, but they change panel to panel. You know, one panel, Warpath is huge. Another panel is kind of more human size. Same with Sabretooth. Sabretooth gets crashed into a wall, and he's talking to Warpath. He says, "See, maybe you got big muscles and can fly like Peter Pan. That rib's gonna need a few minutes to heal, though." He's talking to himself there. "But I can dish out as well as I can take." And he he speeds over at Warpath and slices him open. "We ain't even in the same league, kid." So another thing to know about basically everybody in Weapon X, they're all fast healers. That is one thing they all have in common.
Right.
Even Domino, I think. Mm-hmm. Now they are floating up because, as you noted earlier, one of Warpath's powers is he can fly. And Domino and Lady Deathstrike are watching the whole fisticuffs. And Domino says, "We should break this up, right?" Deathstrike says, "Why? Where's your sense of fun?" Domino says, "I hate being the responsible one on the team. Feels so weird." And here comes... I always like these characters, by the way. What were they called? All of a sudden I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, yeah. What were they called?
The Russian Super Team. We got Ursa Major and Dark Star and Crimson Dynamo.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw him was in that original Contest of Champions.
Yeah, he'd been around before that. They had been, I think, in a Defenders or Avengers or Iron Man, probably, because Crimson Dynamo was an Iron Man, quote-unquote, villain for a while there when everything was communist versus America. Red Guardian is...
I'm looking it up. Go ahead.
Punching the deck. He says, "More foreign mutants. You will be detained until we can lodge formal protests with your home government."
Oh, just plainly the Soviet super soldiers.
There you go. No fuss, no muss.
Mm-hmm.
And Domino says, "So which one? I've got 15 passports." And by the way, if you're not reading the Domino series, do.
Okay. Adding that to the list now.
And she gets bruised from behind. Hey, and I, Murray, I knew you were going to dig on the star. That those panels of Domino at the bottom there.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great. And Chris, I knew that was going to bug you. As soon as I read it, I was like, I knew that was going to irk you.
Well, you know. You know me.
So we have Domino versus Darkstar. We have Ursa Major is going up against Lady Deathstrike over there. Crimson Dynamo is just standing around, floating around, and Red Guardian also just standing around. And Darkstar's got Domino in one of her dark force bubbles. Excuse me. Get that freaking dark force off of me, lady. And in Russian, Omega Red, who's Arkady Rostovich, is saying, I have to hand it to you, Vasily. After disappearing from my life for decades, you reappear as head of Sickle to torture, S-I-C-K-L-E, by the way, to torture me under the guise of granting me freedom. But to see all this mad chaos that has resulted from your scheming and plotting, and he is using his tentacles that suck life out of things to grab up Vasily Rossovich, who we found out last issue is his brother. And he reminds us of that. Well, it almost makes me proud to call you brother. And there's still the fight going on. And I like it in the background. There's still the fight going on with all the different characters. You got back in there, you see Sabretooth getting swooned by, we assume, Warpath. And Omega Red starts sucking the life out of his brother, who's reaching behind his back to grab a gun. And then up floats Kotick, who is Omega Red's little pet tiger, it looks like. And he says, ha, patience, Kotick. He was my first mortal enemy. I want to savor his life force as I consume it. And dirt tiger, so cute. And when he was distracted by the tiger, Vasily pulls out his gun and shoots Omega Red in the tummy. Nice shot, but you know bullets can't kill a filthy mutant like me.
And Vasily, Winter Guard, that's another name for him, because he just called him that. My bad.
Yes, he goes, Winter Guard. I am Vasily Rossovich, the director of Sickle, and a senior member of the President's People's Front. My life value to the party is unparalleled, so you must protect it with your own. Destroy the traitor Omega Red. And here comes the Winter Guard, or the super Soviet super soldiers, charging at Omega Red, and Vasily beats a hasty retreat into the mother carrier. And, Kotick goes running after Vasily, and Omega Red, in a moment of real empathy, Kotick, no! Come back! And in a... Oh God, I just love this panel. They're very cartoony, very... Ursa Major's got that... Yeah, I love it. The way he's drawing his face, the bear face. Destroy! Make red. Bah! Come on, government stooges. You have been bred to die for the state. And he flings his life-draining... whatever they're called. At the super soldiers.
Tentacles.
I am alone here to grant you your wishes. Gesundheit again.
Yeah.
And Domino... I guess she speaks Russian, which should come as no surprise. And he totally committed to that alone part, Red, because before this, he was talking Russian, and she's now talking English.
Gotcha.
English? Speaking English. Excuse me, talking. We talk real good. And Lady Deathstrike and Domino have decided to go ahead and help Omega Red. They say, hey, X-Men, help me? I keep telling you, we're Weapon X, different thing altogether, says Deathstrike. You look like X-Force, says Omega Red. Weapon X, X-Force, whatever floats your boat. Okay, then, Weapon X-Force, after you. And and Domino Looks like she goes ahead and elbows Ursa Major in the groin. And he goes, oof, don't mind if I do. And there's that fight that ensues. And Domino says, it always creeps me out to see anyone's life force get drained. Talking about what Omega Red's going to do to the super soldiers. And then, but hey, if you mess up that witch a little bit, I ain't stopping you. If he goes after Darkstar, I'm loving this. And then we are, this is my favorite sequence, by the way, issue. So Vasily's in the hull of the ship, and there doesn't seem to be anybody else here, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe they evacuated. And Kotick, the little tiger, drops down into the hull alongside him. And he's growling at Vasily. And Vasily points a gun at the little tiger. I'm going to do you a favor, little one. My older brother, Arkady. See, I know from my childhood, he's not so good with pets. Little reference to the fact that Omega Red probably tortured little kittens when he was a kid.
Yes, that's a sign of a serial killer.
Yeah, which would not surprise me about. And then, again, the fight continues with Sabretooth and Warpath. They're just passing through, and they just bust up the hull. Damn it, Victor, you're driving this team to destruction. And the whole place is starting to collapse around him. And Vasily's like, maybe the tiger's not my priority. Starts to take off. They're still fighting around him. Big hole in the hull. And uh-oh, Kotick's getting sucked out. Little tiger, And who saves the tiger? Sabretooth saves the tiger.
Oh, how sweet.
Don't worry, bud. Tiger's like, meow? Good thing one of us still cares about saving the little guy, he yells up at Warpath. You're not fooling anyone, Victor. Tell it to the tiger, Jimmy. It's a whole new me. Time to believe. Put the cub down. Warpath, forget it, pal. Victor, I'm not screwing around any... Uh-oh. Look, I don't want to shake up your self-righteous misconception of heroism too much. And there's a big fight going on above. Did somebody else want to run with it?
Sure, but I think the good guys could use our help right about now. And we get a scene of, like, everybody just going crazy fighting against everybody else.
Everybody else.
Yes, it's like huge explosions and guns going off and people battling each other. It is wild.
It's quite the contrast from the photorealism that is Greg Land from the first issue, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it looks like Domino's riding on one of Omega Red
tentacles. Yeah. It's great.
Lady Deathstrike's face looks like something out of anime, too.
Yeah.
You know who the art makes me think of? It makes me think of the guy that does Chew a little bit. And his name is escaping me.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but the first thing I'm thinking of is that Scotty Young guy that does all those cutie covers.
Oh, a little bit of Scotty Young, for
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's his name?
Sabretooth.
He puts the little he's still holding the kitten tiger. Come on, Jimmy, make yourself useful. And he's like, I'm not taking orders from you. And there's another explosion going on in the background, and Warpath gets grabbed by Ursa Major as Domino gets sent flying from the explosion. He's like, Nina! And...
Sidebar. Warpath and Domino had a thing going for a while.
Okay, sure. Why not?
And then Victor's like, Red! and Warpath gives Ursa Major a big elbow to the throat, go find a picnic basket or something.
That's my favorite line of the whole thing right there.
It's really good.
That's good. Hey, boo-boo.
Domino, however, is just fine. Hey, boo-boo, exactly. Dang, every time I think my luck might be running out, and someone in red says, we make our own luck.
Omega Red.
Is that Omega Red? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's got the tentacle there. Yeah. What's the matter, Jimmy, says Victor. You can't handle all the winning, and the cat is just loving it. The tiger's in his arms cradled, and it's purring and getting belly rubs. And Domino just runs right back into the action. Hey, Jimmy, we're Weapon X Force now. You should join back up. Or you should join back up. It'll be fun. And Warpath's like, Nina, Victor's a maniac. This whole thing's going to end in... And then he looks up and he sees their ship. The Blackbird is starting to crash. Oh, the Blackbird. It's coming in too hot. Something's wrong with Logan. You're the only one who can fly, Jimmy, says Victor. I know. So you go save him. I'm already doing it. Good job obeying your leader. You are not my leader. That's a great scene.
Yeah, that's pretty
It's
funny.
Really well done. So then we get Vasily, who is standing at a big iron door, trying to open it up. Almost there. Oh, no. Standing loyally by your men while they fend off foreign mutant invasion has fallen out of fashion, I see. Zaslon, you're alive and here. How are you here? If you mean, how am I on the mother carrier? Sabretooth's team brought me. If you mean, how am I in the escape pod? It's because you are nothing if not predictable. Are you not happy to see me? Yes, of course. Such a blessing to us all. With you alive, we can talk to the mutants, settle our differences. And he's kind of reaching behind his back, I think, to grab a gun.
Yep.
Oh, so sweet for you to think of it as a mutant. I have often feared that I lack support among friends such as you. I knew it. I knew all along you were a dirty stinking. And her hands are starting to glow with energy. No need to say anything more, Director, as she ices him. I consider all our differences already settled.
Yeah, right through
the
wall.
She really ices him, yes.
She does ice him, yep.
She sends him flying.
Oh, pardon me.
It's like Lord Helmet at the end of Spaceballs.
Yeah. So the General is just hanging on to a ladder, I guess, or something. General Zaslon, you're alive. Yes. And as the newly appointed director of Sickle, I declare these mutant foreigners friends of Russia. And Darkstar is like, wait, you're the newly appointed what? The government can take swift and decisive action when the times demand it, and they demand it now. After this debacle, Director Rossovich lost all his friends in the Kremlin, and I kept all of mine. Winter Guards, stand down. That's an order. By your command, General, says Ursa Major, and he salutes. And then Omega Red punches him right in the chin.
Yep, that's a great panel right there.
It is.
That bottom left-hand panel.
Mm. Oh, I know.
That's great.
It is very Scotty Young. Scotty Young is exactly who this guy is wanting to be.
So Victor says nice as he hands the tiger back to Omega Red. And then they're all on the plane. What are you doing here, Jimmy? I got it all under, says Logan, who really doesn't seem to be having it all under control.
No.
Logan, are you all right? Never better, but it's all good. Victor's doing okay after all, ain't he? Logan, no, he's insane. Yeah, well, there's that. He did a good job keeping him honest. He's never been honest, Logan. He's a killer and a liar, and I know. But for now, he's leading a team of X-Men.
Details,
and
details.
And they kind of just saved the day.
That panel, the bottom one, look at Ursa Major. It's like...
I know, he's so grumpy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
they
so
all have
grumpy.
Different facial expressions. It's
really well done. Yeah. You can see Omega Red grinning and Domino's just kind of pleased and Lady Deathstrike is furious.
And if you notice, the General and Victor, they have the same look on their face.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So Logan continues. Sure, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to go too far. But I'm starting to actually believe his heart's in the right place. So like I said, keep an eye on him. But what the hell, Jimmy? So while Logan's saying all this, we've got in the background, we've got Victor saying, thanks for the wings, Zaz. Be well, Weapon X Force. And know you have friends in Moscow. Lady D, you debug this thing. 17 monitoring devices detected and disabled. Good. Now listen up, everybody. We finally got rid of the runt and the Boy Scouts. So here's what's really going on. We're going mercenary. You mean, says Domino, you mean we're getting paid? Woohoo!
Look at Kotick.
I know. Victor's like, everybody, meet the foreigner. He's getting us back in the game, so don't say anything nasty to his face. And on a little iPhone there, the foreigner says, hello, but now that we're all in business, let's dispense with the formalities. Please call me Mystique. And so we get a panel, a giant full-page spread of Mystique, who is now the power behind the throne, I guess.
Yep. Lots of skulls.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Very interesting.
I sure hope that these guys stick with this book for a while.
Yeah, it's fun. There's some great personalities in there, and it was good to see the personalities show up in the fight scene.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool. I have to admit.
Fight scenes can get a little boring, but they found a way to keep, like, it was really like a whole issue of fighting, but they found a way to keep it really interesting and keep your interest throughout the whole thing.
Yeah,
and the fight's going on through the panels. I thought that was just in the background. There was no wasted space.
Oh, totally.
You know, sometimes when they have these group fights, they'll focus on one little fight here, but they forget that it's it's a smaller space, that stuff's going to be going on around. And this guy, you know, whether it's the direction of the writers or he's doing it himself, he kept it. He kept it honest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I have to admit. Interesting.
So did I lead you guys astray, or was this worth the?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It was fun. I just wasn't expecting it. I guess I don't know. Just the art, you know. It's not horrible. No, it was fun.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
You did. I'm glad you both enjoyed it. I knew the art was going to be up your alley, Murray, and I knew it was going to be counter your likes, Chris. But I thought you'd like the content at least.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, all right.
I think Sabretooth is still. Am I a good guy? I don't know. From back when they did
that. Well, that's what I was gonna say. That in the last couple issues of Iron Fist, he teamed up with him, and he went along on a quote unquote mission. I guess I don't know what else you want to call it—a escapade, adventure, whatever. Because I forget the character. Might have been Boomerang, one of those kind of characters like that, you know. The guy was actually, the original one was a friend of his, and he got killed, and this new guy was using his costume and his gear. And he didn't like that. They were actually pretty good friends, and he'd promised that he'd take care of their kids or something, I don't know. But anyway, it was a real honorable thing to do, because he made a promise.
Yep.
He was still killing people, but, you know, it was a good issue. It made me look at that character different, and then I see this, it's like, holy crap, what the hell? Totally different thing. It was funny, though. Yeah, that's good stuff.
And Kotick is cute.
Of course.
Yeah, how can you go wrong with baby tigers? ask.
Clearly.
Clearly you can't.
Well, again, thanks for indulging me, guys.
Sure, man.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem.
And hopefully open somebody's eyes to a book that is different than I think we all expected it to be. In a way, I mean, it was still lots of killing and claws borderline swearing and stuff.
Speaking of which, did you guys read the second issue of Cosmic Ghost Rider? Oh my god. Oh Lord, that's so funny.
I am now opening it. It will be the next comic I read.
It's good.
Giant shark on the cover.
It's good, yes. Yes. It is really good. I laughed. Yeah.
I cried.
All right, let's wrap this up. I got my uncle's turning 80 years old and got a birthday today, so I gotta take all the kids to that. My sister's out of town till tomorrow. Thank God she's back. But anyway, yeah.
Bruce, send me the title. Send me that book title.
I will do that right now.
Okay, well, I'm doing the wrap up. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can, I don't know, they have Facebook every once in a while. We got to do something, some kind of social media. Maybe Instagram, I don't know. I'm on Instagram, but we start putting covers on there all the time or something. I don't know. Anyway, or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We are out.